Private car services that work only with women are becoming more popular in Brazil due to concerns about safety. One of the car services has a mobile app called Femitaxi. It has more than 1,000 drivers, giving some 20,000 rides per month. Femitaxi has expanded into 6 Brazilian cities and may go to other Latin American markets. A competing app, Lady Driver, launched in São Paulo in March. It has some 8,000 drivers and over 100,000 users. It plans to expand operations to Rio de Janeiro this month. The rapid growth of these apps in cities such as São Paulo highlights the rising concerns about public safety in Brazil. From August 2016 to August 2017, reports of crimes such as attempted rape rose by more than 10% in São Paulo state. Well-known transportation companies such as Uber, along with Spain's Cabify and 99, have also increased efforts to improve safety for drivers and passengers in Brazil this past year. High-profile cases of sexual assault on public buses have drawn attention to the issue of violence against women. Metros in the cities of Belo Horizonte and Recife have recently started female-only train cars. There have been female-only cars in Rio de Janeiro's trains for over a decade. Gabriela Correa is the founder and CEO of Lady Driver. "I think the problem of sexual harassment in public transport always existed, but it wasn't discussed," she said. Now women are standing up, taking initiatives like our own to seek safety. Ride-hailing apps for female drivers and passengers are not unique to Brazil. See Jane Go, an all-women transportation app, launched in the American state of California in 2016. A rival company, Safer, launched in the American city of Boston earlier this year. I'm John Russell.